Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
She's told me that there's absolutely no way she would ever change her mind. And the second I do it, she will leave.
Wow.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Happy Wednesday.
Va-va-boom.
Yeah.
Va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom. Where does that come from, va-va-voom?
Va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom.
Yes, I don't know.
Is it a word? Is it, you know, is it
an abbreviation of vroom vroom?
It's giving like va-va-voom, like voluptuous va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom.
It's giving vivacious,
yeah,
know.
If I, you know, came up with my, in a body contrast with my tits.
Yeah,
and
va-va-va-va-voom.
It's like va-va-voom. It's like va-va-voom.
Yeah,
boom.
Right. We have had burritos this morning. We've had McMuffins. We've had about 3 drinks each. We're feeling energized and we're ready to go.
Well, you've had a full coffee, large.
Large.
And you're halfway through your matcha, which is also caffeinated.
Yeah.
And you say caffeine doesn't affect you.
No.
You're feeling no effects.
No.
You're not feeling zingy, sprightly, zing, zing, zing.
It did affect me that one time, if you remember, that I told you about where I couldn't sleep.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, whoa, yes. I'm finally feeling the effects of caffeine.
I think we should do
but
an experiment.
I don't get the shakes that people talk about. I've had them twice.
The shakes?
Yes.
From?
I'd be like, whoa.
From pre-workouts?
From, yeah, the coffee shakes. Mm. But yeah, I'm not that affected by caffeine. Like I had a coffee last night, about 8:15. Got in bed
See,
at 9,
that's a foreign
dozed off
concept
about 9:45.
To a lot of people, that.
I know. Tell me about it. I'm a lucky one, hey?
I think we should do an experiment.
Must have special genes.
Yes, well congrats.
Thank you.
We should do an experiment where we consume like a full Red Bull, full sugar, full, you know, like or like a full Monster. No, not the Monsters. The Devil's
six,
drink.
666.
But the Red Bull.
An energy
see
drink.
See how we zing, zing.
Yeah, come if, alive.
Because if I drank a Red Bull and it made me ready to go, I want that.
Steam coming out
of
my
head.
Well, I'll tell you what energy drinks I do like. I believe they're called Nocco.
Oh, yes, you said this before.
And they're really good. I've never drank a full
and
can.
Does it give you energy as it's supposed to?
Well, yeah, I would say so. My Brian drinks them like, on the way to the gym, at the start of our gym workout, and I'll just have a few sips. I've never had a full can to myself.
So he feels the effects?
Yeah, he's part of his routine.
So he's like, I need my Nocco.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
He's like, oh, honey, I really need my energy drinks. Because we were without them for like a week, and he was like, oh, I really need my energy drinks. I was like, really?
I want that to be me.
It does give you, I think it's just because they're so sugary. It's like, and you're like, but yeah. I think it's a placebo, but...
You think personally?
It's girl talk. We've got a brilliant question of the week, if I say so myself. Cannot wait to see what we've got here.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Question of the week. Honestly, how we keep coming up with these questions every single week is beyond. So we've got, what secret is your friendship group taking to the grave?
Come on. I'm counting on you guys. Give us some corkers. Well, hopefully there's no murders.
Imagine. No. My bestie cheated on her boyfriend during our girls' holiday.
That's a classic.
My
best friend
is sleeping with 2 of her ex's best mates. She's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, absolutely.
My friend slept with a soon-to-be married man on his stag do on our girls' holiday in Ibiza.
Stag do's absolutely scare the living shit out of me. So you're telling me this man, you know, like, think.
Right.
But it's like, you've proposed to this person.
You've been planning a wedding alongside your soon-to-be wife. Hopefully you've had some involvement for the past 2 years, maybe, year and a half.
You go merely on holiday.
It's a holiday.
to have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point where you're drawing out your penis.
And you're inserting it into another woman.
Lady's vagina. And
how do we get there?
And then the worst part is that everyone is an accomplice.
Everyone knows.
Your mates, your best man, father of the groom. All your mates, they all know.
And then we're all going to the wedding.
In 2 weeks' time or in a month's time.
Yeah.
And we're all
watching us say our vows. And
none of you are telling your girlfriends or your wives. Oh, that's crazy.
I will never forget.
Like, actually, imagine
I got told this once. We know this person.
Who?
He told us, so every year he went on a lad's holiday with his cousins. It was like a family lad's holiday. Because all the cousins were like the similar ages. Yes. It was quite like a boy, like a lot of boys.
They were all like older.
Yeah. Some of them had families. Mm-hmm. Some of them were like 20. Like they all did. It was about 8 of them. They all did a family boys trip every single year. And I remember the guy that I knew that went on the trip, we both knew him, was like, oh yeah, well, they cheat on there. That's what they do every year. They cheat on their girlfriends every year, cheat on their wives every year. It's just part of it. And it was like, sorry? And it was just
normal.
Yeah. So yeah, normalized. once a year. Look, they're happy, but once a year they blow off some steam, get it out of their system, they go back, and that is what it is. And it was normalized. How scary is that?
That's so scary.
Petrifying.
It's so scary. I can't even.
Anyway, what else are we taking to the grave? My friend slept with my other friend's married dad and she has no idea. Her body count, she's lied to her fiance about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's fair enough.
We had a threesome with my besties. We not told a soul about it.
Nice.
We hit a car by accident. Okay, yeah, hit and run.
The classic hit and run.
Okay, cheating scandals, yeah. Oh my God.
Oh.
That her twins.
What do you mean her twins that she's birthed?
Are not her mans. Oh, that's a big one. You don't really have daddy's eyes, do you?
Oh. I would go insane keeping such a secret. I would. I
think you would have to convince yourself that
they were. Because you're lying
to everyone else. You lie to yourself.
And it's like, but they would only find out if like a tragedy struck and they had to take their DNAs.
Yeah.
And then it would be like, you guys don't match DNA-wise.
Yeah.
And that's when the twins are like 35.
One girl slept with the other girl's boyfriend. She's put, glad I left that group.
Oh,
that I kissed Wayne Lineker.
And that's the group's secret. That's it. Let's keep it on locks. Wow, a passionate snog with Mr. Lineker. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
We saw him a couple summers ago. We did. Having his yoga lesson.
We were staying at this hotel and he would frequent it, that's for sure. Mr. Wayne. He looks young.
Yeah, he does. He looks sprightly.
You know, he could pass for 28. Sure, he's got a lot. You know, he can take care. Oh, yeah, I can do the best impression of Mr. White. All right. Wait, I can do it better. Wait, okay. Okay, what does he say on his Insta stories? All right, girls, get yourselves down. Get yourself down here tonight. Oh, beach. We got the girls out.
This is the best place on earth.
We got the boys out. Hey, yo, lads, you're right.
He just sounds like he needs a lozenger at all times.
It's just like, he's just the party king.
He's the party king.
He's the party starter.
Okay, what else? No. What other secrets are we taking to the grave, ladies? A lot. Most of these are sexual. Sleeping with people we're not supposed to be sleeping with.
Yeah.
Sleeping with best friends' boyfriends.
It's the classic.
Yeah, sleeping with married men. That seems to be the bestie cheated on her hen do. So it's not only stacks. We're as bad as each other, apparently.
Yeah, we're all as bad as each other. Wow.
My friend kissed my brother, but now our friend can't go out with.
Like, do you think if like a group of lads saw like a hen do, they're like, let's get them.
Target them.
Yeah, like,
let's go.
Which one of you's getting married then?
Yeah.
You know, we're like,
a good time.
Oh, you look good. You know, just like.
Yeah. Someone put, sorry, besties, not even you two get to know that one.
Oh, you guys, gosh. Stop.
Okay, what else do we have
that
here?
That must be a corker.
I slept with my 56-year-old boss at work. Okay,
okay,
you go,
fair,
girl.
Fair. On the desk, push the note, the
slide it off.
I mean, that's a fantasy, and I'm happy you got
dream.
To live that. That's novel worthy.
These are all just about sleeping with the people we shouldn't be sleeping
yeah.
with.
Sex will do a lot of damage, that's for sure.
Drive you crazy. Crazy things. We all used to egg our exes' houses and cars at the age of 21.
Oh, we need a thrill like
we
that.
We need a thrill.
Little
I love
egging.
That.
Little innocent egg.
Right, let's try one more.
I remember when my family home got egged.
Stop.
By some youths.
No way. When did
yeah,
that happen?
From porch.
Was it a personal attack?
No, it was just like a
random
just like,
targeted.
Just like a random target, yeah. I remember, yeah. Oh my God, maybe it was Halloween. Hallasqueen. Yeah. It was Purge night, obviously. Yeah, from
it was
porch.
The purge.
No, my God, it was so what? I was at school.
No way.
You should have to ask Angie what happened. Yeah, it was Halloween night.
So messy.
Just
to clean
they were just
up
going around
well.
Egging, and I think the neighbours got egged too.
Oh, so it wasn't just you, because
yeah,
that would have been personal.
That would have been scary. I mean, I remember when our neighbour, won't name names, he had a personal attack on his cars. Both of his cars got bricked. Do you remember that?
That was targeted.
And that was a targeted attack. So, don't know what's going on next door.
Nottingham beef.
Because it was just his cars. Mm. No one else on the streets.
Neighbours, yeah, it's hit and miss.
Neighbours.
Bad neighbours can
oh, we had,
make
I've
your
got
life
some crazy
miserable.
Neighbour stories, but we won't get into that.
We won't share them here. On-
Maybe that's
isn't
a question of the week. Next week.
Oh, yeah. The worst neighbour stories.
Yeah.
There's that TV show, isn't there? Like terrible
neighbors.
Bad neighbours or something. No, not neighbours.
Oh.
Like bad neighbours. And it's like nightmare about boundaries and, you know, building
wow.
fences and,
well,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Nightmare neighbours.
But then I watch Kim Tai's vlogs. We all need to be more like Kim Tai. She's just cooking of an evening, right? She's making all the neighbours creamy linguine, prawn linguine, and putting it in Tupperware boxes, about 8 boxes, and taking them out to the neighbours.
No, she's not.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like that.
Wow.
And like making them baskets with stuff when there's like a new family moves in, making them a gorgeous basket of things they're going to need with like a bow on it.
You don't even make eye contact with your neighbours.
If I hear them in the hallway, I'm in the peephole. No, I can't go in the hallway yet.
There's people in there.
Or I hear them scurrying. They can get in the lift first.
Yeah. Hold back.
Yeah. Whoa. That was close call. But
God,
yeah.
What a good neighbourly thing
like
to do.
As I age, I want that to become me.
I like my neighbours.
Yes, you do.
Got
I only have
neighbors.
One neighbour.
Yeah. It's a risk, though. New neighbours.
It is.
You don't want to get the wrong side
well,
of your neighbours.
That's why you start off good as Kim Tai would.
Start as you mean to go on.
With a lovely welcome pamper basket. And
welcome to the street.
She just drops them off stuff all the time.
Wow.
She's just like, I just picked this up for a couple of the neighbours.
What?
Just she's when she's shopping, she's like, do you know what? A couple of my neighbours would like that. And then just drops them off at the,
yeah,
at the porch.
Oh my God.
Yeah, cooking meals. But then they do it in return. They cooked her a loaf of bread. Yeah, that was it. One of their neighbours was like starting out their bread cooking journey and dropping off a beautiful loaf
that's
of sourdough.
Sweet. Yeah. I mean, my
like,
dad.
I feel like, do you think that, because are the Brits doing that? But this is, we're in America here.
I don't
doing this.
Feel like
yeah.
the Brits are doing that.
Yeah, like,
we think it'd been poisoned or something.
Yeah, I'd be like,
But I'm not fucking touching that.
Yeah.
She keeps coming to my house and dropping off stuff. Don't answer it. It's the neighbour. That would be most Brit's response.
Oh my God, it's that lady again.
So the
fucking lady, she's got another basket. She's got another fucking basket
of goods. Of baked goods.
It's actually quite scary. I'd be scared. She's got a bloody basket.
Hello.
No, but it's nice.
But it's nice.
It is giving an American, but like, imagine we were all so friendly like
it's
that.
It's very neighborly. It's very like, trusting.
If I was like, if I made like a batch of cookies, I'm going to drop some off with the neighbors. Put them in a little plastic little thing with a little... Yeah. How nice is that?
Yeah, it's really sweet. My dad is in the neighbor, is in the street group chat.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
To be fair, my mum's a good neighbor. So we moved in and she gave them a card.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And one of the old people, they were injured and she went and did their shopping for them.
Oh, that's lovely. What a good Samaritan. Neighbor. Really good Samaritan.
So we could all be a bit more like Angie and Kim Tai.
Yeah.
And Mr. Grant.
And Mr. Grant. And they've got a great neighbor as well. You met him.
Oh, he's very hands-on.
Attentive, very, very hands-on neighbor. Like, he'll just mow your garden.
That would
when
freak
I
me
lived
out.
There, he just mowed the grass, and I was like, "Oh my god, this man is in my garden!" But he's mowing the grass. He's got great intentions. He puts everyone's Christmas lights up. Some people don't want the lights, but he still puts them on the houses.
So nice.
And yeah, he attends to everyone.
Oh.
I think he takes a lot of pride. You know, he's lived on that street for over 20 years.
Oh.
And I think especially that back corner.
Yeah, that's his corner.
He takes a lot of pride over that space and he sort of feels like it's all his. But he's very respectful and he's lovely.
I mean, I remember at
he's
Christmas
just very
time,
hands-on.
He made it very magical.
He got it on the news.
Yeah.
He got on the bloody local news.
He made it very magical.
Yeah, it's like a tourist attraction.
Like a winter
around the around the ends.
So thank Mr. Brian for that.
Yeah, he did a good job. He's a good neighbor to have.
Yeah.
But I could see how some people wouldn't gel. It's not for everyone, that kind of hands-on
stuff. Yeah, you just
stuff.
Need to just like...
Let him do his thing.
Yeah, because we had a neighbour who threatened my mum once.
He wasn't getting any cards.
With a chainsaw in his hand. Not a chainsaw, sorry. that would cut the leaves.
Leaf cutters.
A leaf cutter. Or like the chainy one.
That question of the week next week, defo.
Yeah, and she had...
Neighbour encounters.
She had Lydia as a baby in her arms. But then... We saved his life. Mariana saved his life.
Remember that?
And then he dropped off Mariana. This is then we're going on 20 years later.
Mm.
Then we saved his mum and Mary saved his life. I won't bear you the details.
I remember that.
and dropped off Mariana a Zara gift card or a H&M gift card for saving his life.
I remember that.
I cannot bear you the details. Can I?
And your mum was like, I think he was really embarrassed. Because he's always been horrible to us.
Yeah.
Because he was quite vulnerable.
I can't tell you what happened.
He's alive and well, so we're allowed to laugh.
He is fine. And that was just what needed for him to just soften up.
Yeah.
And, you know, he dropped
you
off.
You need your neighbours.
You know, that's really nice.
That's when good neighbours become good friends.
And lucky Mariana didn't have her headphones in because she heard the cry for help.
Look after your neighbours, folks. You never know when you're going to need them.
It's so serious.
So true.
Like, so true.
It's so true.
Like, it really is.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, let's do some dilemmas. It is girl talk this week, and we got some good ones in this inbox. Where do we begin? Okay, don't think we've ever had this before. My friend is faking her relationship.
Now, quickly, this reminds me of, is this going to be a case of, what's Phoebe's twin called?
In Ursula.
Friends, Ursula. And when Ursula's dating that guy and everything she tells him is a lie, like she says she doesn't smoke. She said that she was a primary school teacher. She said that she'd like climbed, built houses, built schools. And she said she'd like climbed like mountains and stuff. And she'd done nothing of the sort. Is it like that?
Or is it going to be that, I've got a boyfriend. I see him all the time. Meanwhile, she's a single girl.
Who knows? And it's like, she doesn't have a boyfriend. I don't think she's got... Okay.
So, my family friend...
Wait, what's the tagline? Oh, you read
My friend is faking her relationship. I never thought I'd write in, but here we go.
Yeah, like, is she lying to, like, her own mother?
I remember there was a girl, sorry, we'll get into it in a second. Yeah. We had a girl at secondary school.
Yes!
Who faked a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She found a beautiful boy off Tumblr. Before people really knew what Tumblr was.
Like, before the social media days.
We had the coolest Tumblrs back in the day. But, yeah, before, like, the social media days. And she put this picture of this boy on her Facebook.
And was he American?
And it was like, oh, I miss you so much. I can't wait to see you soon. And everyone's like, fucking hell, Sarah's got a boyfriend. Like, fucking good for Sarah. He is so fit. Who is this boy? Mm. Who is this boy? What school does he go to? Where is he? Mm. And she was like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. Yeah, that's my boyfriend. And then she found another picture of him online and posted that.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically, people found out that if you just typed in on Google Images, cute boy. It was like picture five or something. She faked that she had a boyfriend. She kept it up for a while, but then she did get exposed.
And didn't she say that he lived in America?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it's
and
ringing
they met
a bell.
Over summer or something.
Yes.
She had a backstory.
Listen.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
So my family friend, 22, let's call her Sarah, was with her boyfriend Brian for 6 years.
Okay.
On Christmas Day, Sarah told me that she no longer has feelings for Brian and she had actually kissed someone else, Steve, on a night out a few days before. I told Sarah she should tell Brian and that if she is finding herself wanting to be with other people, then she obviously doesn't love Brian.
I thought they were broke up.
I think maybe they were. Sarah agreed with all this, yeah, and said she would tell Brian the next day. Are we understanding that?
So she was still with Brian for 6 years?
Yeah.
And then kissed and cheated on him?
And cheated on him on Christmas Day.
Okay.
She told her friend.
And then just kind of being like, do I want to be with Brian anymore? Yeah, got it.
So the best friend said, look, you should break up with him.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And she said, yeah, do you know what?
Tomorrow,
Boxing Day, I'm going to break up with him.
Okay.
Brian was downstairs in my house at this point. The next day, I messaged Sarah to ask how it had gone with Brian. How did the breakup go? Yeah. She said Brian was so understanding and that they're going to try and work through it. I think I know what's happened here.
Same.
I said this was a bad idea.
Work through the relationship and get over the cheating.
But Sarah wasn't having any of it.
Okay.
A week or so later, Sarah said her and Brian were no longer together for now, but just taking it slow. But she was still going to bring him along if we all go out as a group, etc. Sarah also said no one else knows they aren't actually together and she doesn't want anyone to know. Sarah also said Brian is happy for her to see other people if that's what she needs to do and he will wait for her. Is she just spinning you this web of lies and actually Brian knows nothing and nothing's
changed? What it sounds like is she said you need to break up with him. And she's like, I ain't fucking doing that. But it's saying to you,
I'll tell him. You're right.
But really, she doesn't want to. So then it's saying to you, I've broken up with him, but no one else knows. And he will be coming out with us. But really, they are still together.
They're still together.
That's what it's sounding like.
Fast forward
just
to now.
Just to please her best friend.
Just to shut your best mate up.
Just to shut her up and be like, I've took your advice. Like,
I've told him.
And then the kind of like...
Don't bring it up though. He doesn't want to speak about it.
And then the stuff like being like, we're working through it, like we're taking it slow is just to...
I don't want the group to know. We're still going to act like a couple in front of everyone else. It's pretty clever tactics from her. But yeah, it's manipulation.
It's very clever.
Fast forward to now. We have just celebrated my birthday and a group of family and friends came round to mine and my partner's house. Sarah turned up with Brian. Sarah ignored Brian all night. Every time he would talk, Sarah would shut him down or say something horrible in response. Ooh. For example, she would say, oh, you're giving me the ick. I asked Sarah privately what was going on and why Brian was in my house. Like, if you don't want him here, why is he in my house?
Yes.
Why did you bring him?
Yeah.
Sarah said that Brian is still important to her and she doesn't want to cut him out of her life completely.
Mm-hmm.
In May, a group of us are meant to be going away, about 12 of us in total, and Sarah and Brian are supposed to be coming.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Sarah if Brian was still going to come, and she said, of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? My question is, what do I do? No one else knows apart from me and my partner, and I just feel so awkward. Okay, so no one knows in your group of 12, or what it sounds like, that Sarah cheated on Brian.
And that they've had
and
this...
That they're supposedly on this little break, maybe getting back together, going slow, etc., etc.
So what is our Susie here suspicious of?
She's saying my friend is faking her relationship. So I guess she's faking to the group. I think you've been double bluffed here. I think
me too.
You think that your best friend is faking it with her boyfriend to the rest of the group.
Yeah.
She's not faking it. She's faking it to you, I think.
She's saying to you, oh, he's giving me the ick. Oh, hate him.
When, I told him that I cheated on him. He still wants to work through it. I don't think she told him.
When really, she's just giving it some time to then say to you, we're back on.
And then she can just take a secret to the grave.
Oh, they had that. They took some time. He's understanding.
She was honest.
They worked through it. She was honest.
That's what it sounds like to me.
A blip. But Susie thinks that, yeah, she's faking being with him in front of the whole group.
Mm.
Sure. I mean, maybe that is the case.
Maybe. It could be the case.
But the way it was...
The way we're taking it...
The way I'm taking it is that she's just saying that to you. When really she never told him that she even cheated.
She knows that you would hold her accountable. You need to tell him you've cheated on him. Yeah. You need to break up with him. I don't think it's a good idea that you get back together.
I don't think she's told him.
I can't help but think she's messing Brian around and sending him mixed signals by inviting him when we all go out. I find it so hard to be around them both, and I just don't know how to navigate 5 days away with them pretending they're in a couple.
Okay, so maybe that is the case, but I swear, I think... She's not mentioned that she's cheated to him.
No, I don't think he knows.
And they're just plodding along. She's just said to you, we are broken up, we're working through it. He's still going to be around, no one else knows.
I think she's feeding you bullshit.
Me too.
Because she confided in you.
And she's fucking convinced you.
She's convinced you.
You think that she's faking it in front of everyone else and just stringing him along.
She obviously confided in you on Christmas Day, maybe after a couple of drinks. I kissed Steve. And she probably thought you would go, oh my God, as if, secret safe with me. But really, you said, you can't do that. You need to break up with Brian, break up with your boyfriend.
Because obviously it sounds like you're friends with Brian too. You were in this group.
Yeah. And then she's gone, oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. You took that a bit more seriously.
And then
you checked in again. How did the breakup convo go? And she's thought,
And then she's just said, he took it well.
Don't mention it.
We're taking things slow.
I don't think she said anything
to him.
I wish I didn't even know this, but now I do. I just find it so awkward. Do I mention anything to anyone else? I would love to hear your advice on everything.
So shit. Susie really thinks that...
So our girl writing in...
Our Susie here thinks that her best friend is actually not with a boyfriend, but hasn't told the group that they're not together. But we think
they are together, and she's
just
double bluffing.
Yeah, 100%. Right.
So what do you do? Good thing is,
because that's
your boyfriend
crazy,
knows
she's all over the place. Because that's a crazy
web of
she's
lies.
Just waiting for the moment to tell you we're back on.
Yeah, but and then it's all forgotten about.
But then she needs to make sure that you don't say anything to Brian. Like, oh, I'm glad you worked through that. Like, because imagine you're back together and you're on this holiday and you have a few drinks and you say to Brian, I'm really glad you worked through that. You know, I'm disappointed in what she did, but I'm glad that you guys got to where you are now.
And you're stronger because of it.
Yeah. And he's thinking, eh?
What the hell are you talking about?
And then she comes running over.
Stop.
What are you talking about? You know, because she's got herself in a pickle.
She's got herself
because
in
naturally,
a pickle.
Because naturally, yeah, if Sophia, if you did that to your boyfriend and then it'd been a few months, you got through it, I might, after a few drinks, say, oh, I'm really glad that you guys are at the place you are now.
You never
after
know.
After all that happened.
Group holiday, drinking, playing some truth or dare, playing never have I ever cheated. Oh, a bit sore, Sarah, isn't it? It's a bit of a sore, you know. But she's obviously saying, you're the only person in the group that knows. Do not tell anyone else in the group. I'm so embarrassed about this.
But then that's not to say that she can't have a combo with Brian. You know, and just saying.
I'm so proud of you guys.
So I'm really sorry about what happened. I wanted to say something at the time, but obviously.
I wanted to give you guys space.
And I'm really.
She's playing a tricky game. So what do you do? I mean, the good thing here
but
is...
It's your best friend. You can
you've
say,
told
I
your
know.
Boyfriend. Your boyfriend knows. Can't the two of you discuss this, you know, at length in the privacy
then,
of your own
home?
But then
she's thinking, this is my best friend and you're fooling
what
me.
What are you doing?
You think I'm a fool?
Well, I have been so far. I believed you.
Yeah.
Because what am I going to assume? That you're lying to me?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to assume you're telling me the truth. But this does not add up.
No, it doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up.
It doesn't.
I think what you're going to have to do is...
Because also, Brian wouldn't be okay with that. Like, if... if your girlfriend had cheated on, if your partner had cheated on you and then you were cooling off and whatever, you're not then going to be hanging out and being all over each other again. Like, he's going to be really heartbroken.
Do you know what you could do?
He's not going to want to hang out with her.
This is maybe not, you probably don't want to do this, but you could if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend knows because you told him. You weren't supposed to tell him, but you did. Mm-hmm. So he knows. Can't let he take Brian out for a beer and do as innocently as Cinzia just did. So how are you feeling after that? Did you ever find out who that guy was? Just to see if he knows what's happened. And then if he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
And it's all going to come out. Oh, it's, oh, I'm so God. Sorry. I told Brian, but I did. And then it's like, but you were lying to me then. So you are together. Yeah. So you never told him.
Yeah.
You can kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Go around it that way. Or you just hang out with your best friend and go, look, I know what's going on here. I know you haven't told Brian. I'm not stupid.
Case dismissed.
Right? You just say, look, I know you've not told Brian. I can feel it. Have you told him? I can feel it.
Do you know what you could do?
Yeah.
You could say, you could tell your best friend, you know, I have to be honest. I've just got this off my chest because I know we don't keep secrets. I have told Brian, I've told my boyfriend that you cheated on your Brian.
She's going to lose her
And just say, like, you know, I'm really sorry that, you know, I did, but I feel, you know, I just.
But I felt like we've not really spoken about it. I felt like I needed
someone to talk about it. Where it was Brian, quite confused. And then just say, I think they might go out for a beer at the end of the week. And then she's going to be thinking, uh-oh.
Well, then it's... But then
she can come clean.
But then finally, exactly, she can come clean and get out of this lie.
Lie.
Because that's exhausting.
She's in a huge lie.
And I think she just found herself in it.
I think you've either got to set a trap to catch her out, or because you still aren't confident that you still think...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Unless we've completely got the wrong end of the...
I don't think we have, but we could have.
From the way that she was like... It's
very convenient.
The trail of events, it's not adding up.
No.
No, because I don't think Brian would go along with that. If you've been cheated on, if I was cheated on, I'm not then wanting to go hang out with him and like be all coupley.
No.
Like, and then not say anything to the whole group that I've just been cheated on. Hello.
Right. Like, he's the one, like, that would want to discuss it and vent about it.
He would like want to tell his mates, but like,
yeah,
you know,
what the hell do I do?
Or like, yeah, tell his closest friends in this massive group of 12.
Yeah.
I don't believe that he's keeping that to himself.
I don't.
And then being able to kiss upon Sarah.
You need to do some more digging.
Yeah.
I would be going detective mode, setting traps. Getting the truth out.
Yeah,
because this is
a messy web. It's a messy web of lies.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, we've got some lip filler controversy.
Another one we've never had before.
Yeah, now I am not shy to lip filler. Had many of it. Sophia was there when I got my first mil of lip filler. Oh, remember?
Yeah, I documented it on Snapchat.
Yes, we did. That was a time to be alive.
Went out that night.
Yes.
Showed him off to the club scene.
If you girls are, I'm not promoting facial fillers and stuff, but you've got to do what makes you happy. And if you're a lip filler girl, you know that fresh mil. That those swollen lips. There's nothing quite like it. You guys know what I'm on about. So we've got here, my girlfriend wants to leave me over lip filler. Help me, please.
Hmm.
Okay, so it's causing problems.
Causing rifts in relationships.
A cliche, I know. But I never actually thought I'd email in.
We love to hear
it's
it.
It's a cliche, isn't it? But I really am stuck on this one and need your advice. For reference, I'm a female and 21 and she is 24. Hi, girls. So my girlfriend and I have been together since October 2021. 3 years.
Mm.
Over 3 years.
No, and almost 3 years, right? In October this year, it'll be 3 years.
Oh, my bad.
Two and a half?
No, well done. And we've definitely had ups and downs, but when we're up, we're so incredibly good and happy, and we're the best of friends. We can both see us being together for the rest of our lives, living together, having dogs and kids. Neither of us even looks at anyone else, and we have complete trust in each other. What a solid foundation.
What a lovely story.
About a year ago, I told her I wanted lip filler, and she completely blew up and told me how gross she thinks it looks, and that she would get the ick from me and wouldn't want to kiss me and would end the relationship if I ever did.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
That was a big reaction.
Yeah. So that's a...
And that was a year ago.
That was a year ago. She said, I wouldn't kiss you. Okay. And wow. I would end the relationship. Okay. Whoa. It was a lot of back and forth. And so I decided I wouldn't get it, even though it's something I know would make me feel more confident and better about myself. Mm. It's not that I'm insecure about my lips. I just love how bigger lips look and I really wanted it.
Mm.
Yeah, I understand. It was never really mentioned again until this morning. Oh, this is fresh off the press.
Oh.
I had taken her out for breakfast and the topic got brought up. And I told her I actually still did want it done, even after all this time. She completely turned on me again and told me she would end the relationship right now.
What?
I mean, it's like, is it not reminiscent?
Right
like,
now?
Like, if like your partner wanted a tattoo, like a full sleeve, and you're like, look, it's not really my thing, but like, I can't, it can't be an ultimate, like, I can't break
it. Everyone's entitled to
do what
their
they...
preferences and what they like and what they don't like. But this feels like quite an extreme, it feels like a 0 to 100 reaction.
Yeah.
She's definitely not going in gently with the, oh, I think you're so beautiful. Like, I don't really don't think you need it. I, you know, I don't personally want you to get it, but I appreciate that, you know, it's your body, it's your, you know, she's not even going at it from that angle.
Exactly.
She's going, I'm going to break up with you right now if you do that. It's quite
an extreme comment. Mm. Also throwing out the like break, I'm going to break up with you is like pretty toxic.
That's
blackmail.
It's a threat.
It is like, you know, if I would never say that lightly.
No, you don't just say that lightly.
Like to someone you love, like, well, if you did that, I, fair enough, cheating. But like,
yeah.
You know, but like, it's, yeah, like it could have been approached with such love. Like, you're so beautiful.
She clearly feels very strongly
about it.
She has very strong opinions on fillers and et cetera.
Yeah, so she said, so this is we're at breakfast. She said, I would end the relationship right now if you were to get it done. I told her I don't want it yet, but ideally I would like it within the next 2 years. You know, because I want money being a factor and I want to research into it more. Yeah, you know, you're taking this seriously. Like, you've thought about it for a long time. It's not an impulse decision.
You first spoke about this a year ago.
Yeah, and it's been something that's been on your mind. And you're going to do your research, go to the best person, get the best treatment. It's not going to be a botched job.
Mm.
She just couldn't accept the fact that this was something I wanted. And we went in. And went into a foul mood telling me she just wanted to go home and not spend the day with me because what's the point?
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, is there not some compromising we can do here? Like, I'm surely there's something that, you know, I don't like.
This sounds like a non-negotiable for her.
Yeah.
This sounds like she really knows how she feels about this kind of stuff.
We've now been arguing back and forth over it for the whole entire day. I have said to her that if she doesn't like lip filler, then it's simple. She doesn't have to get it. But that shouldn't mean I can't get it. Yeah,
it's true.
It's the same as tattoos. It's like, look, I would rather you not get that tattoo, but if that's what's going to make you happy, then I'm going to support you because I love you.
Not even that. Like,
well, yeah.
It's like, well, I can't stop you.
Stop you. Like, you're going to do what you want to do because you're your own person.
It's your choice.
It's your choice.
You know how I feel about it, but at the end of the day, I can't stop you.
Like, it's not going to stop me from loving you, just like a mere little tweak. I also said, if I am the love of her life, as she tells me, then surely the size of my lips won't matter when it comes down to it. She's told me that there's absolutely no way she would ever change her mind. And the second I do it, she will leave.
Wow.
That's really scary.
She's taken no prisoners. She is, yeah, she's straight to the point.
She is not wavering on this, is she? That she will leave, whether we have a house and a dog together or not.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. She said, if I want lip filler, then she won't stop me because she wants me to be happy, but she won't be around anymore.
Wow.
Whoa. It's like, yeah, you go be happy. I'm going to leave. That's wild. I really don't know what to do.
That's quite the ultimatum.
It really is. I really don't know what to do. It's something I want, but is it worth my relationship? I can't understand why she can't get over this. I've tried to put it into another perspective and said if she wanted more tattoos. And said if she wanted more tattoos and I hated them, I wouldn't stop her from getting them and I'd still love her and it wouldn't affect that.
Right.
So you're trying to like make
reason with her.
Yeah, say like, look, if you, yeah. However, she says she wouldn't get them if I didn't like them because she wants to make me happy. I need your advice, please. What would you do in this situation? I can't ask my friends because their bias is they don't like her.
Oh.
Our arguments in the past have been questionable, so they have an opinion on her that won't change. She's a completely different person now though, but they won't accept that, so they will just tell me to get my lips done ASAP and wouldn't care about the relationship. I've attached photos below of us and some messages from this argument.
Brilliant. We love some WhatsApp messages.
I'm the blonde and she's the brunette. Thank you, love you both, love you too. In love on holiday,
cocktail
with a little martini in hands, all smiles here. Oh, here we are in the bathroom, looking gorge. Looking gorge, little mirrors. Let's get to the messages. Yeah,
matching outfits.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Susan against the lip filler said, you can't have both, so you choose lip filler, as in like you can't have lip filler and me, it's one or the other. Our girl Susie said, well, that's your decision that I can't have both. I choose both and you're choosing to leave me.
Wow.
Then the lady against lip filler said, because I don't want to be with someone with lip filler. Why do I want to be with someone who looks like a trampy slag, in my opinion?
Ouch.
I thought you were the love of my life. The lady who doesn't want her to get lip filler said. I feel like, how can I let you go, like you are my rock. I don't ever want to live without you. But if you went and got lip filler, I'd be even more hurt in the long run. And then the lady who wants lip filler said, this is the last thing. So you really think lip filler will make you think I'm disgusting so much so that you won't want to be with me, even though I'm the love of your life?
Wow.
That's all we've got today.
We've ever had this before.
I don't know. I do not know what you should do here.
I don't. I'm stumped.
Like,
she can't be reasoned with.
She really can't. I want everyone to do what they want to do that's going to make them happy.
You're not hurting
like,
anyone else.
If Sophia said to me,
you're not harming anyone else.
If Sophia wanted to get horns implanted into her skull so that she would have the little horns, I would say, Soph.
That's going to make you happy.
I'm going to say I prefer you without the horns.
I don't think you need them.
I think you look lovely the way you are. But if that's something you want, I'll come to the hospital and I'll support you.
I'll buy you some caps with holes in.
Yeah. I will personalize all your hats so that your horns will fit through. Right?
Yeah.
And it's not going to change how I feel about you and our friendship.
She definitely has... like I said before, this sounds like an absolute non-negotiable.
It clearly is.
This sounds like something that she's not open to this at all. She's not open to a discussion. She's not on the fence. She is absolutely 100%. If you get lip filler, I am walking out the door.
But then what if you get it and she's like, oh, it actually looks really nice? Like, I don't want you to feel like you can't do anything because of this relationship you're in, you know? But then...
Yeah, like your girlfriend isn't in charge of your life.
No, and she's not in charge
of... Your girlfriend isn't in charge of your decisions. Mm-hmm. You're a free agent. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do as you please. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a very strong opinion towards it. To be honest, this is your call. I think you've got to just be aware that if you want to go and get lip filler, do something for yourself that you've wanted for a long time. You're going to go to the right place, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel like, oh my God, yes, this is, I'm really glad, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Then you're going into it knowing that my girlfriend's going to be pissed off at this and she might break up with me. You know what you're walking into. So I think you... Would you be happy in this relationship going forward if you didn't choose to get the lip filler?
Is this how...
And then now you're with this person? Like,
yeah, like, is this the kind of person you want to be with? You know, who's kind of not letting you...
Because what if, like, one day you wanted to, like... She said she was blonde, right? What if one day you wanted to dye your hair red?
Yes.
You know, is she going to threaten to leave you then? Like, threatening to break up with you because you're wanting to alter your physical appearance slightly.
Slightly. It's not extreme.
But her reaction is very, like, you know, where does this end? Like, yeah. Okay, so now is it like...
It starts off small and then...
Okay, no, you can't wear that top. I'll break up with you if you wear that. Like, where does it end? I don't know. Like, I would be very, like, afraid of... being with someone.
Well, it's kind of like walking on eggshells. Like, yeah, like this could be the first kind of, you know, thing that's happened where it's like, oh, I don't want you to do that. I'll break up with you. But then if she knows that she can say, if she
and it
knows
works,
that, yeah, she can
play that
you,
card,
threaten you with that and you won't do it, then
it's control.
Where's it going to...
She's controlling
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Where's it going to stop? Like, yeah, it'll be the red hair. No, don't do that. Oh.
I'll break up with you.
Yeah, oh.
I'll walk out.
You know, and then it's going to be in other aspects of your life.
Yeah, she's controlling
you.
You're
going to feel way more isolated from your friends who already don't like her.
No, you can't be friends with her anymore. I'll break up with you if you are.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, you
it's
can't.
It's a slippery slope.
You can't hang out with her again. If you hang out with her again, I'm going to break up with you.
Yeah.
But where's it going to end? It's not reasonable. It's like... Decisions in a relationship sometimes need compromise.
Yeah.
Like that's how we're going to get through this.
And you may butt heads on certain things and you may disagree on certain things, but for the ultimatum to be, well, I'm going to walk out this door, it's like, okay, well, if you want to break up with me, if you could walk away.
If that's really that important to
because
you. Because
I'm going
to
get a bit of lip filler. Yeah. Then if you walk away. Don't spin this on me.
Because I don't believe if I'm truly the love of your life, truly the love of your life, and you want to spend the rest of your life with me, and I do one little thing that's just going to change me slightly, and you're quite happy to leave me, then I don't want to be in a relationship like that.
Then I'm clearly not the
then
love
I'm
of your life.
Clearly not the love of your life, because you're not going to walk away from the love of your life because of something so small.
No, you're not.
That's not affecting you.
No,
personally.
It's not affecting
it's
you.
It's me. It's my body. You know, it's not affecting you directly.
No.
Like, so that's how I think we would look at it.
Yeah.
Like, if this was Sophia and this was her relationship, I'd be like, what is going on?
Yeah. Like I think if this was a guy saying this, we'd be like controlling, manipulative, kick him out.
Yeah. And I think, like we said, when's it going to end? It starts off
where
here,
does it end?
And then it goes into every aspect of your life. And then you find yourself with no family, no friends, isolated, you know, and not being out, you know, because
I think it's really unfair for her to give
me
such
too.
A extreme response.
Me too.
So yeah, I would go and do it if I were you.
Me too.
I would.
And you'll feel, and I
know that you said that she's changed a lot in the past few years, but I do think that none of your friends liking her
it's a sign.
Is something else to be mindful of. Mm. And yeah, you don't want to be...
Well, do you want to be in a relationship where you can't bring her out with your friends. They actively dislike her. Where, you know, yeah, you can't do some things for yourself because she's going to break up with you. Like, is that your dream relationship?
Mm. I don't think it is.
I don't think it's not ours. I wouldn't be happy.
No,
like
I wouldn't.
That, you know, if you. Because and you also, can't even go to your friends about issues because they don't want you to be with her anyway. So, yeah. You know,
it doesn't sound like a safe place where, because, you know, you're saying you want to get lip filler. That's maybe stemming from a place of insecurity about the size of your lips, I'm imagining. You want to be able to go to your partner and say, yes. I'm so insecure about this. I really hate it. It's on my mind all the time, blah, 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 blah. And you kind of want to be met with some softness and some, it's okay. Like for the record, I think you are absolutely stunning and I think you're gorgeous and I don't think you need to change anything. But if you're serious about this, I know we mentioned this a year ago, you know, you're 20, you're a grown up. Like you're not like, you know, you want to be able to feel like you can approach your partner with your insecurity. With anything, and with especially anything. Like things that you don't really share with other people. Yes. Like perhaps like your big insecurities and you don't want to be met with anger. Well, if you fucking and do judgments. That, I'm going to break up with you in judgment.
Yeah, and that's not a safe environment where we're meant to be sharing everything. Mm. You know, this is, you know, my safe haven.
It's totally up to you. I think there's probably a lot of relationships out there. I mean, we've definitely heard of boyfriends being like, no, don't get that. I'll sack you off if you blah, blah, blah. We've definitely heard of that before. I even remember when we went to get your lip filler for the first time and the doctor told us, like, oh, I had a girl in here whose boyfriend, and I think he was just insecure. He was an insecure boyfriend because he didn't want her to get lip filler. Do you remember that?
God, I bloody do.
Yeah, so it's not, you're not the only person in a relationship whose partner feels a type of way about them wanting to change their physical appearance.
Yeah. But for it to be such an extreme response.
But for them to be threatening the breakup card and the walking out and I'm going to dump you right now.
It's not healthy.
No. It's not giving compromise, communication, work through this, see each other's point of view, have some rationale. Yeah. It's not. You need to someone a bit more open-minded, I think.
Yeah. Because they love you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound like love. Like the pure, like...
Sounds controlling.
Yeah. Wait, one more point on the lip filler. It's a her problem.
So true.
Because what I do doesn't matter. It's literally a you problem. You've got to deal with it.
You should just say that.
Yeah, like sounds like a you problem. Sounds like you've got things you need to work through because I'm going to do what I want to do.
Amen. Moving on.
Because no one's going to tell me not to get lip filler. Baby.
Another one we've not had before. My ex's girlfriend...
Oh no.
Wants to be my friend.
Could you do that? Could you?
She's had sex with your boyfriend. Girlfriend wants to be my friend.
So she's had sex with your boyfriend. So let's say they were together for 3 years. How many times have they had sex in that period of time? How many holidays have they been on? How many romantic moments have they shared?
A few Christmases.
How many
times
has he told her, you're the love of my life. I want to marry you one day. I want to impregnate you with triplets.
This is so interesting. I have a dilemma that I really don't know what I should do and know that only people to ask.
What?
Are the girlies.
You're joking me.
Well, why context, is that
so funny?
I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years. Okay, so this ex is an old ex. I'm 24, he's 25. It's truly the most loving relationship and I'm treated like a princess every day.
So good point to note is that this was his ex from like when he was a teen. Because obviously...
Yeah, it's her ex. It's her ex.
Sorry, excuse me.
Your ex...
Wants to be my friend.
Your ex, his new girlfriend, wants to be your friend.
Oh, I've got the wrong end of... wait, sorry. My ex... His new girlfriend.
Wants to be your mate.
What's the point of being your mate? Wait, but she's been with her boyfriend for five years.
So it's an old ex.
So it's nothing to do with her boyfriend's ex.
No, it's her ex.
I completely got the wrong end of the stick there.
Prior to Brian, I was in one other relationship with an older guy, 3 years older to be exact. Nice. And for this story, we shall call him Steve. Me and Steve were together for around 2 years. But we had a pretty bad relationship. Started with love bombing, bit toxic. He cheated on me. general, just not a very good relationship. Yeah. We ended, and a couple of months later, me and Brian met, and we've been happily together ever since.
I'm happy for you.
Since we have broken up, me and Steve didn't see or speak to each other. I was blocked on everything because I moved on very quickly, etc. I then heard through the grapevine that Steve has gotten a new girlfriend this year. We can call her Susie. A bit of context is needed for this next part. All of us are theatre people and work in the performing arts industry.
How cool is that,
you
guys? How
cool, you guys. At the end of last year...
That is so cool.
Me, Steve, her ex, and Susie, her ex's girlfriend, all became involved in a performance around Christmas time.
A panto.
Small world. Initially, I found it very strange being in their presence. However, we were all very professional. I had no issues at all. Susie seemed to be nice when it was just the two of us. However, when it was all of us in the room, she was quite sure and was quite off with me.
Okay.
Fair enough, she's put. Steve was overly nice and very polite, which felt very strange as my last memories of him were not good. Yeah. I don't think Susie liked this very much. Yeah. Unfortunately, Steve was also not very nice to Susie, his girlfriend.
The performing.
It reminded me a lot of our relationship and it became hard to watch at times. I imagine she was putting her frustrations on me as she could see how nice he was to me and how he was treating her poorly. It also became painfully obvious to everyone else in the cast that he wasn't a good boyfriend to her. Unfortunately, she wasn't particularly nice to the rest of the cast sometimes, being snappy, etc., which only became evident as the rehearsal process went on.
Oh,
the rest of the time, she was okay though, even making jokes and trying to have a good time with the cast. It was very up and down. Because of her snide comments and falseness towards me, I kept her at arm's length.
Snide comments, okay.
Fast forward to now, and Susie has all of a sudden become really nice to me on social media, liking my Instas, TikToks, even messaging me sometimes with compliments. She then, with what seems quite out of the blue, asked if I would like to go and get coffee with her and have a chat. I was shocked, to say the least. All of her communication led me and a few of my friends to think that her and Steve had maybe broken up. I'm not sure if this is her trying to extend an olive branch or what her intentions are. If they haven't broken up, it's even stranger, seeing as me and Steve clearly are not friends. I genuinely do not know what to do, as I feel slightly bad for her, as I know how hard a relationship with him can be.
About this coffee.
Some of my friends are saying I should go, see what she says. Others are saying it's her issue, it's her life, don't bother getting involved. Mm. You know, she wasn't really that nice to you when you were with her in the same group. I told Brian what was happening, that's her boyfriend, and he seemed sort of indifferent. I'm not sure if he would feel weird me meeting up with her or if he genuinely doesn't really care. He's a pretty easygoing guy. Mm-hmm. Any advice would be appreciated. Pics of me and Brian.
Oh.
Superstars.
So you're all triple threats.
You're all triple threats. You can sing, act, and act.
How does it feel to live our dream? We can't sing, we can't act, we can just about dance. Tap dance, that is. Jazz hands.
Jazz.
We don't really have rhythm. Oh, no, we have.
No, we have rhythm.
We've got
rhythm.
Sure, got rhythm. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We dance on beat for sure.
Yeah. Some we people, can find the rhythm.
Some people like can't they can't find even the rhythm. Clap to the rhythm. It's like you're not even clapping in time. What is wrong with you? You know, if I was to, yeah, that's no. We have rhythm.
We have rhythm because we can go 5, 6, 7, 8. We three, know four. The beats.
Yeah. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A 1, 2, 3. Why eight?
Or it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And what? And then we could learn
one,
choreo.
1, 2, 3, hold 4. Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And turn on 5. Hold on 4, turn on 5. That's so, yeah.
So sorry, are we holding on 4 and turning on 5? Yeah, we are.
What's that, holding on 5 and turning on 4? No, it's holding on 4, turning on 5. Got it. All right. 4, turning on 5. Five,
see, some people, six, they don't seven, get that, eight, but oh, we
one,
get that.
Two, three, four.
So we are dancers.
We have dance backgrounds. We do.
We actually do.
Right. This sounds like to me.
She needs help.
Do you think? Her name's Susie?
Think so.
Susie knows. You've been with Steve. She knows, you know, what he's like.
Yeah.
She knows, you know, probably at the beginning, she probably resented the fact that, yeah, she was in that realization where it's like, Steve's treating me like shit.
And he's being nice to you and you're his ex.
And then she had that realization, like, who the fuck is this prick? Right? And then, you know, unfortunately, she was treating you a bit like shit just because she was frustrated. I mean, don't condone her, but she was probably frustrated at the whole situation, whatever.
I understand.
I feel like you're the one who knows Steve best. You could probably give her the best advice in terms of what the fuck is going on with this guy. Maybe they're on the rocks. Maybe
they're
broken up. It's
like we had that question of the week a few weeks ago.
Yes.
One phone call with the
ex. We'll tell you.
She's calling in her phone call.
Yeah. And I think
you should go.
I think she's trying to reach out to you. She knows, you know, you come... You know, Steve sounds like a twat.
And also she knows that you were with Steve over 5 years ago. She knows you're in a happy relationship.
You came out the other end.
Perhaps she's still with Steve and she just needs some counsel and some advice.
And I think
she feels like my friends don't get it because he puts on his best self in front of them. You know,
exactly.
Like since you said, she knows that you know what this guy is like. Maybe she's broke up with him. And she wants to vent. Maybe they're still together. I think if it were me, I wouldn't be able to resist.
Same.
Because I'd be like, I want to know what she's got to say to me.
Because it's not affect. I don't think it's going to affect your relationship with Brian.
No, I don't.
It's you merely just going to hang, just give a girl some advice.
It can be 30 minutes. It can be short and sweet. It doesn't have to be a long 3-hour sit down meal.
Yeah.
Grab a quick coffee. That's a 30-minute thing.
I think that's why she's been trying to be nice to you, because she's like, actually, this lady is valuable to me.
Yeah.
And she's trying to gain your trust again because she needs your advice.
I think so.
I think she needs that combo.
I think you should go.
I think you should go.
It's no skin off your back. Like, it's pretty easy. Mm. It's half an hour of your time.
Brian's going to be fine with it.
Yeah, Brian doesn't really care.
And like,
I would
Steve
do it if
treats
I were
her
you.
Like shit. Like, she deserves to not be with this twat.
Yeah.
So...
But unique situation.
Very unique. And the performing arts. And the performing arts. Maybe they were in, Hamilton. Like, we could be in West End here. They could be in Frozen.
It could be Anna. It could be Hans.
Yeah. Wow. That was our other life, I think. Musical theatre.
Yeah.
I remember our musical theatre class.
Faraway Realm.
Remember our musical theatre class?
I hated those. They were so scary.
We did this weird, like,
singing one by one around.
And it was
the piano.
Like, what? We're not singers. We didn't sign up for this shit. We're here to do ballet.
We're here to dance.
We're here to dance.
Master our craft of dance.
But obviously, they were trying to hone in triple threats.
Yeah.
Who's and it was like, of the and group? One by one, taking away Sophia. I go, we can't.
I hated it.
And 4, 5, 6 solos on to Sophia. Go, please.
And nice. Okay. Say, oh, I hate
today. Go. And Sophia, go.
I hated
go.
It.
Go. 3, 2,
she's triggering me.
And three,
I hated
and
those
three,
classes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ba-da-ba.
And
they were horrible.
They were on the piano. 3, 2, 1.
They were horrible.
Awful.
Those teachers were so strict as well. They were scary. Those summer classes.
Because they
hated
them. They thought they were training the next.
I hated the teachers. I can still remember the rooms, the smell, the break room. I hated it.
It was, we would eat lunch in the science room and it stank of gas.
Methane. And like, I remember there was one day I was in the room, like the waiting room, the warm-up room.
I had to go one summer without you.
Well, I remember, and I was like, where the fuck is she? She's usually here before me. I was like, where the fuck is this bitch? I was like, she is not here. And I got my little phone. I was like, where are you? And you were like, not coming. I was like, you bitch. I was like, fuck. For the whole day here on my own.
The whole day you're going to eat lunch alone.
And I hated it. It was horrible. I think I went home. I was like, Chinsy wasn't there. I was all on my own. Oh, I hated that fucking summer school.
Yeah, well, I did.
But then I always remember we're back to our old school and our teacher said, you guys have been working hard this summer, haven't you?
We went to the Nottingham Academy.
She said, I can see a lot of improvement. And we were like, hell you fucking, yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Right, a couple more dilemmas. We've got way off track
corner
here.
Corner to corner, kick, high kick, 3, 2, 1, go. Still got it.
Still got it.
Oh, I think I pulled something. Some girls, I mean, the way they could hit their nose with their knee.
We used to have to do that. I remember once I hit myself in the face.
Like we had the rise, we peaked and then it...
I hit myself in the face once.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, ouch. But I was also like, whoa.
Scared of myself.
What am I capable of? How good am I?
I think I'm better than I thought. So my best friend is stealing my life. This sounds a lot like Miss Tuxford over
here. This sounds familiar. We low-key share a life. We're sharing this life. Gosh.
Okay, so we've got here, girls, help me. My best friend is copying my life.
That's what best friends do, is it not?
Is that not fun and fun? But no, gets to a point.
Too much.
Well, obviously, this is too much for our Susan here. Right. Hi, girls. I never thought I would have to write in, but I'm totally
classic.
But I'm totally out of ideas on what to do, and I need your help. I have been best friends, with Susan for 10 years.
Long time, you guys. Come on, we're going to get through this.
We met in high school.
Okay.
And have, so what is that, 13?
Yeah.
No, high school is 16.
No.
Are we in America?
High school, secondary school.
But in America, there's middle school. And you leave middle school at...
Is that like year 9?
Yeah, it's like 15. It's 14.
Something about that.
So we could be in America, but we'll pick up on the other clues. We met in high school and have always been a part of the same friendship group. After we graduated, Susan and I got close, and it's safe to say that she is my best friend.
Brilliant. You guys are going to work this out.
Yeah, graduated.
She's definitely American.
We would never say after graduated, we left sixth
because we don't graduate. We leave.
We get the hell on out of
it. We escape. We break free.
Okay, so we're definitely in America. When we started university, Susan picked the same degree at the same university as me. And I didn't think much of it. That for me, like you're 18, you don't really know what you want to do.
I was going to follow Cinzia.
Yeah, I was saying, look, just come
she
on.
She was like, I was like, I don't know what to do. She's like, just fucking choose art and come to this college that
I
found.
And I said, look, you only need 2 C's. It's a fucking breeze. Let's go. Just do it with me.
You can do it with
me. Yeah, and like that at that age.
And I was like,
And
I don't want to do that.
You're 18, you don't know what you want to do. So you're just going to follow
and
your bestie.
And the thing is, like, if your friend, like, it's quite a scary age when you're being asked by everyone, what are you doing? Everyone's waiting for you to decide. You've been, your whole school career has been leading to this moment.
Of like, what degree are you going to do?
Really hard if you just don't know. You don't know. You've not really pulled in one particular direction. And then you've got your best friend who is, well, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing this. It's going to be great. Blah, blah, blah. I get how it's like, I'm just going to do that.
Yeah. Because then at least I've got my bestie.
I've got my bestie. Yeah. We're going to be doing it together.
We're going to be moving together.
Yeah.
Living
like,
together.
I can get, I get that. Because it's a tricky time if you're clueless.
Me too. So obviously she didn't think of anything of it. Yeah. If anything, that's like a win.
Cool,
like,
let's go.
Like, let's go party it up in Atlanta State.
Yeah, let's get in the same sorority.
Sorority. Alpha Macabo. Alpha Paca.
Tapa Boca Nova.
I'm in Nova Scotia.
Gator Mega Pie.
Pie 5.
Gamma
sis.
Gamma Ray Sunshine.
Oh, my little sis. They have
a big
my sis. Big.
My little. Oh, my little and my big.
Love it.
Love it.
We both ended up not liking it.
How convenient.
Yeah, and dropped out picking something that... What, am I all right?
It's the caffeine.
And dropped out picking something else. Again, Susan picked the same degree as me at the same uni. Luckily, we are now both on our third attempts and they are different. Oh, okay, so you both didn't like that either. Oh, but now eventually the third attempt was
you've gone your separate ways. Sarah thought this girl's leading me down a path of self-destruction. I need to go.
These choices are questionable. I'm going to go this way.
Yeah.
But this is where the seed was planted.
Okay.
So you're at different unis doing different degrees at this point, but this is where the seed was planted. Susan calls my mum and dad her mum and dad and often comes over to my house and spends time with them without me there.
Whoa.
I mean, that's just closeness.
That's just closeness, yeah.
Right?
Some people just have that vibe.
When she is having trouble, Susan will even call my parents before her own. Susan will buy the same clothes, bags, perfumes, and shoes as me. That's a tongue twister.
Shoes as me.
Would you like a sweetie? I'll take a smartie.
I'll take a sweet.
Oh, is that what he says? I'll take a sweet. Would you like a sweetie? That's classic. No, it's classic. If you don't know what that is, go on TikTok and type in, would you like a sweetie? And you'll just have the best time ever. Okay. Ridiculous. Right. Shoes as me. Even after. I told her, is it okay if I just get this one? Claiming she forgot I said that. What does that say? Sorry.
Is it okay if I just get these boots? Just me.
Oh.
And not so you get them as well.
Is it okay if I just get these Uggs? Not you fucking copy me for once. Oh, okay. And then she still went and got them.
Oh, I forgot you said that.
Yeah, you're crossing the line there. Like, if Sophia said, do you mind if I just own this hoodie? Is that all right?
I'd say, what the hell?
And then I...
Really?
Yeah, really? Fucking freak. Are you all right? It's cute on me, match. Why don't you want a match? Yeah, but I understand.
You got a problem or something.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's the mum and dad thing. I feel like that's, you're like, get out of my life. Well, no. Get out of my, you know, it's like, give me my parents back.
Yeah. But then I also get that. You know, like, if she doesn't have, she obviously really admires the relationship you have with your parents. And she obviously feels, I'm imagining she's like, God, you know, I can't talk to my parents like that.
About these kind of problems.
It's so great, the communication that you guys have. I wish I had that. Yeah. She just finds it easier sometimes to talk to your parents than her own.
And for you to make the decisions in her life, as in what footwear she should wear and what hoodie
she's
should
thinking,
wear.
Sarah knows what looks good. I'm going to just follow a suit.
Yeah, like, look,
it's a compliment. But you're not taking it as a compliment.
But it's got to the point where you're like, this
it's going
is taking
too far now for you.
Susan even, another tongue twister. Susan even has the same bedroom as me, down to the mirror, bed, and artwork.
Artwork. That's specific.
I even traveled to England this past year for a semester abroad. We're so in America. And she came and joined me for the past 2 months without being invited. Okay, so you're like, I'm gonna do something for myself, do the semester abroad, gain some independence and space. And she invited herself, and you weren't happy with that. Okay. Lately, however, Susan has started to change her type in boys to match mine. I could switch up my type.
Same.
Copying all of my traits I'm looking for in a man and manifesting the exact same man as me while wearing the exact same clothes as me.
Sitting in the exact same bedroom.
Sitting in the exact same bed, looking at the exact same artwork. Yeah, okay. It's getting... On top of everything, it's finally gotten too much. Okay.
I hear that. It sounds a lot.
Yeah. All of my other friends have told me, all of my other friends have told me to cut her off.
Oh, shit.
Wow. And are confused how I've stayed with her all this time.
Oh.
But I genuinely enjoy spending time with her as my friend when she's not copying me. So you love her.
Yeah, she's your best friend of 10 years. You just want her to carve her own path a little bit and have some originality.
And then the boy thing is like, this could get messy.
Yeah, because like, are you going to want my boyfriend one day? Are you going to try and steal my boyfriend one day?
Yeah, she's going to love your boyfriend. And then she's going to find a boy who looks just like him.
Find his twin. Make a twin, or make a clone. She's going to get a Petri dish in the lab at night.
Grow your boyfriend in the lab.
She's going to get his cells.
Yeah.
Deposit them in a Petri dish.
It's like, and when
get the temperature right.
When it's
checking it every night. He's growing.
Oh, please. When it's your wedding, she's going to copy the entire wedding. the wedding dress, the bridesmaids' dresses, the colour of your flowers, your venue, then that's, you're going to explode.
Hmm.
Then finally on your deathbed, she'll copy your casket, your funeral flowers.
Eulogy. Your gravestone's going to be identical.
She's going to want it right next to yours. You know, like, where does it end? Guess at the, but not even in the deathbed. You know, we're dead. And you're still out there copying me. Yeah. But it's like, if we're merely on a night out and I'm like, oh, he's a bit of me. And she's like, he's a bit of me too.
Now what?
And then she goes and snogs him and you're like, that's not your true type. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Girls, what do I do? How do I tell her to stop copying everything about me and take a step back? I really do love our friendship, but this is just all too much. A very stressed Sarah. We need to help Sarah here.
We've said it before and we'll say it again. Copying, as annoying as it can be, is the highest form of flattery.
It is.
She is looking at you thinking, she's so put together. She always looks great. She's got it all. I want to be just like her. She admires you. She looks up to you. Mm-hmm. She worships you, sounds like.
Worships is the good word.
yeah, she's probably got a shrine of you in this identical bedroom.
Yeah.
But I think she loves you so much as a best friend. She thinks you're great. She thinks the world of you and she wants to be just like you. And it's kind of the dynamic that younger sisters often have to older sisters. They go through that phase. I want to be just like you. Yeah. Like, and it's like doing the same things, like buying the same clothes. Yeah, at first I think you probably thought, oh, this is so fun. This is quite cute. We're going to the same uni, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, now you've got to the point where it's like, I'm actually a bit scared of you. And I'm just annoyed now because it's going a bit too far. And I feel like now you're just my shadow and you're not my best friend.
Because at this point we're 25.
Yeah.
And we're
need
becoming
to be
adults.
Carving our own lives.
Yeah, and like, I want that for you.
Yeah.
Like, natural influences are fine. Like if, you know.
Oh, this perfume is great. You should get it.
Yeah. Or like, I'm like, those aloe trainers are a bit of me. Next day I've got them on. Yeah. Like that's a natural influence.
That's a natural influence.
How flattering. If Sophia then came in this in the next day, I thought, oh, you really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really like it. Yeah. Like that's flattering. But yeah, it's gone too far. The boyfriend thing. And like I said, it's going to be a wedding.
The bedroom thing for me is a bit much.
Yes. So I think you're going to have to, it's never going to end. You're going to have to gently approach it and just say, take it away.
And just say,
because you like her as a friend a lot, but then why are your other friends saying, I'm surprised you're still friends with her?
Yeah.
So it's like, is there something you're missing?
Because you could say something along the line, depends how brutal and how to the point you want to be, but you could say something along the lines of like, I really want you to find your independence and really come into your own. And I feel like you've not really come into your own yet. Mm. Like, you kind of use that kind of wording. I don't know. Or unless you want to be like, you copy every single thing. Look, your shoes, your bag, if it's all copying me, I'm bored of it. I'm getting sick of it. Find your own thing.
And just be straight to the point. Just tell it how it is.
Like,
what does your mum think about this?
I know.
Your mum knows her really well because she's around the house.
Yeah.
They're chatting. I'm sure she knows a lot. Like, what does your mum, like she would have some wisdom, like our mums would.
Yeah.
Like,
I think she probably just like, she looks up to you a lot. She admires you a lot. And she feels perhaps like, oh, I'm not really sure what I'm doing, but Sarah seems to just know what she's doing. So I'm just going to copy Sarah for the meantime. And, you know, it is a compliment to a certain extent, but you're receiving it. It's just getting really annoying because it's just gone on a bit too much. So unless you call her out and, you know, when she buys that bag, say, why have you bought that? That was mine. I spoke to you about this.
Yeah, and just call her out when she says, oh, I forgot you asked me not to buy it.
No, you didn't.
Say, you didn't forget.
Yeah. it's annoying me now.
Yeah, yeah. And just like let her know you're frustrated. Because I imagine in those moments you're like, oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. But like actually call her out when it happens. But like, No, you remember I said that. I did ask you not to buy those Uggs.
Yeah. Like we're not identical twins.
Yeah. Like it'd be nice if, you know, we didn't match every time we left the house.
Yeah. Please.
You know, I mean, me and Sophia like matching, but only in these four pink walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
not going
on
a night out matching. We used to. Not matching, same thing, different colours.
Yeah, like
that's cute. Coordinating.
It's nice when we're coordinating and not clashing. We do like that.
Yeah.
Like today we're on similar vibes.
Similar vibes.
Jeans and something comfy up top.
but matching.
That if we were out
every single time.
Yeah, it'd be, it, yeah, yeah. So...
You're going to have to tell her.
You're going to have
to be... Depends how brutally honest you want to be.
If you want it to stop, you're going to have to be straight to the point and say, can you not?
You're copying me a lot now.
Yeah. Because, and then see what you have of the friendship.
Yeah.
See if anything changes. And then if it doesn't change, then like have all your other friends say, they must be seeing something you're not.
Perhaps.
And it's just run its course. You got to call it quits.
But you said you love her as a friend.
I know.
You
that's
like
why
her company.
It's like, sometimes
she just needs to come into her own.
Yeah.
She just needs to find some individuality.
Yeah.
And I think she's obviously struggling with that. She feels a bit lost. Mm. She's not really sure who her influencers are, like who inspires her, like clothing or
yes.
who does she look up to?
Yes.
Like that person is you.
Mm.
And it needs to maybe shift. So it's like a variety of people,
maybe.
You know, everyone's got their influences and who they like really inspire and think, oh, she wore that. That looks great. I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I heard about this girl who's got this job. I might look into that. Yeah. Like everyone is inspired
because
by everyone.
When you see someone who you deem as cool with something, oh my God, it's 10 times cooler. You bloody want it.
And that's a natural reaction.
Yeah, it
is. Just that everything, like her career, her taste in boys, her taste in clothes, in fragrance, in interior is all you.
Parents.
It's not like it's just your clothes.
Yeah.
It's everything about you that she wants everything about you. She's not just taking drips and drabs from
it's
different things, places, people. It's just you. So it's quite intense.
See if she wants to download Pinterest.
Get some ideas flowing.
Pinterest helps for lots of inspiration.
Do you know what you could say if you wanted to be very gentle?
Yeah.
You could say... So, I've gone on ASOS and I've made you a wish list. I found some things on there that I think
that's
would look
really nice.
Really nice on you. I found some things that I think go really nice with your colours, really
that's
nice with that
really
auburn
nice.
Hair. I think you should think about buying these clothes when it's your birthday, when it's Christmas, when you get paid. Mm-hmm. I found some really good, I found some stuff for myself as well. I found some really good stuff for you. I think you're going to look really, like you could style her. You could, you know, go down that route. It's like, you, look, I found this for you. And then she'll get that satisfaction of, oh, this has got Sarah's approval. Sarah thinks it's
cool.
That means it must be cool. Mm-hmm. But she's got her own stuff.
Yeah.
She obviously values your opinion. You know, it's like when Chint says to me, I think this dress would look good on you. I think, brilliant.
Exactly. Because it's
another person telling me, this would look good on you. Great, I'm going to get it.
Sometimes other people know best.
Yeah.
Truly.
And it's nice to have that best friend opinion of, I found this for you. This would look good on you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. Oh my God, okay. I'm going to get it then if you think that.
Send her outfit inspo. You should wear something like this.
Yeah.
This is cute. This would look good on you.
Yeah, on you.
On you. Because it's like, some things don't look good on me.
Vice versa.
But look good on Sophia. And it's-
Some things I would never wear, but I couldn't wear that.
Yeah.
Since you can wear it.
Yeah. So-
You could go down that route.
Yeah.
Very gentle.
Gentle. And then if-
Good friend.
Then if that doesn't help.
I think she's going to react well to that.
Yeah.
And I think that could be a starting point to getting her to-
To planting the seeds.
If,
you know, you want to salvage this friendship.
If it means that much to you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. Bonne chance, mes amis.
Oh God, that brings another Wednesday to a close.
I guess we should find ourselves a quote.
Absolutely.
Let's have a look.
This is quite a good one. It's kind of sad. I'm kind of thinking about the girl with the lip filler.
Oh,
she's saying,
nice. Yeah, go on.
This quote is, some people only come into your life to show you what love is not.
It's true.
Kind of sad, but kind of true.
Yeah. I think we end on what Sophia said. Repeat it. It was lovely.
To show you what love is not.
Yes, I think that's a lovely message.
Some people only come into your life to show you what love is not.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
truly
so.
A good one because it's, because you know when it's like some people are like, yeah, but I've had three relationships, but I wouldn't deem any of them was real love. It's because every time
you're learning and you're growing.
Yeah, and you're learning, like, that wasn't love.
I'm revolving.
That was, my seat is very warm. It's like an oven. Okay,
but then off some gas, warming it up.
Something's happened. It's abnormally warm. Yes.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Happy Wednesday. We hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and if you want an extra episode of The Girls Bathroom every Monday, they are on patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.
Hell yeah.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram. Thank you.
See you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.